This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
And this is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that's all things business across the state of Florida. And you're not going to believe where we are this evening. We are in downtown Miami. Unbelievable. What a backdrop for Small Biz Florida. We are at the Philip and Patricia Frost Museum of Science in downtown Miami. And the reason we're here is we are attending the AARP and Venture Miami Connect and Thrive pitch event brought to you by the mayor's office down here. So we've got all kinds of innovative entrepreneurs with their products pitching tonight at a pitch event, again, sponsored by AARP. And we've got our very own entrepreneur from the Treasure Coast. We've got Amy with Chattables. Amy, welcome to Small Biz Florida.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that.
Yes. So talk to us a little bit. This is pretty exciting. Now, you've been selected as a finalist for this AARP and Venture Miami pitch competition tonight. Yeah, I know you've been here for a couple of days. Talk about the event. What's it all about? And why are you involved in this AARP event?
Well, and I wish people could see what a beautiful night it is here in Miami.
Incredible. Incredible.
The view is spectacular. You got a view of the gigantic Virgin cruise ship right there on in Biscayne Bay.
But, right.
Yeah, so I have been following AARP Innovation Labs for a little while now because my company, Chattables, we create a product that's aimed more at older adults, and in particular, isolated older adults. So I know that the AARP runs these pitch competitions, and if you're able to get into one, then there's a possibility that you can also be invited to join their accelerator, which is a great opportunity for a company, you know, doing what I'm doing. So I happened to see a call out, I guess it was about a month ago, that they were holding this competition, entered and was selected as a finalist, so really super excited to be here. This is the first time that AARP Innovation Labs has had an in-person pitch event since the COVID lockdowns, and they have really gone all out. They've partnered with the City of Miami. Like you said, we're here at the aquarium at the Frost Museum. The mayor is going to be here, Mayor Suarez. It's a $20,000 cash prize for the winner, you know, that the judges select. There's also a $5,000 prize for the audience choice. And yeah, we even had like a little dress rehearsal yesterday. So it's interesting.
Talk about your product, Chattables, and how does it relate to the AARP market?
Right, so this particular competition is called Connect and Thrive. So they were looking for products that help older adults stay connected in whatever way, or you know, help them enjoy life. And our product, we use the same interactive voice technology that powers Amazon Alexa to create what we call virtual friends. So if you're an isolated older adult that just doesn't have the opportunity to go out to a cafe and talk to people like you used to, you know, meet up with your friends, you can ask Alexa to open Storyteller Cafe, and you go into this imaginary setting of a cafe where we have these four virtual friends. And they're kind of like, you know, they fill the gap when you're lonely, you want somebody to talk to, or you're just looking for a little interactive entertainment and there's nobody around. So that's what we do.
And of course, you know, obviously big marketplace now for those types of products, with as many folks as we have that are, you know, living in facilities and homes. And so again, you recognized in that a big potential market.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually working in the voice space for a while. I worked for NASA for quite a while, and then I retired early, started working on voice technology in 2016. But then during COVID, my mom was in an assisted living facility, and we were not able to visit her for quite a long time, and she also lost connection with the few friends that she had. And I just saw what a really, you know, negative impact that isolation had on her well-being, and that was one of the reasons why we decided to really focus on this particular market. I just think there is such a big need. And again, I mean, it's a little bit of an experimental product, and it's available, and it's interesting to have people interact with it. And what we want to do is see, you know, talking to these virtual friends, does it help reduce feelings of loneliness? Does it maybe help reduce feelings of anxiety? Does it help keep your mind active, and maybe your short-term memory gives you some, you know, some exercise with that? So I do think it's exciting. Yeah, it's a fun space.
Talk a little bit about the whole entrepreneurial process. You came out of NASA as an engineer, but talk about being out here kind of in the entrepreneurial space. Were you a little surprised by how the process worked, the pitching, and then getting involved in pitch events like this? Was this something you didn't expect, or did you kind of know this is what was going on in the space?
Yeah, I kind of knew what was going on in the space. I mean, I've been around software for a while, and I even before I went to NASA, I had a little startup that actually didn't work out too well, you know, 1999 and then 2000. But I, you know, from my perspective, I'm very fortunate. I'm in a good place because I am retired. I feel like I want to build something. I'm a builder. I want to also make a product that gives back, that has a positive impact. The issue is, how much of your own money do you spend, and when do you go out and look for other people to help you? So, we're not making any revenue yet with this product. So in a way, I think I'm very pleased that we were able to get in to this pitch competition. There are other companies that are further along than ours is, but if you believe in something, and I personally, you know, there's a lot of crazy things going on in the world, but I just feel like we need to keep the engines of innovation burning, right? And if you have an idea, if you're creative, if you want to give something back, you know, we need more people to build things. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. Just build stuff and try to make sure that you're building something for a market that exists.
Right. Well, and again, to kind of that textbook entrepreneurship point, talk about the pitch itself. And you know, we've worked together a little bit with you on a pitch. But when you told us that you had been selected down here, I was even quite shocked. I mean, what are the actual parameters of your pitch tonight?
All right. So first of all, to enter the competition, what you needed to do is you needed to produce a one-minute video that somehow showcased you and your passion and your product, and then you also needed to fill out a very short application. I think that's very typical for these pitch competitions. You need to be able to concisely describe what your product is, what problem it's addressing, and you also need to be able to put together a little video that just shows that you're passionate about what you're doing. And I even showcased the product because I was, you know, talking to the virtual characters in the 1 minute. They were kind of interviewing me about what we created. For this pitch, it's been, I mean, like I said, this is a big show. So it's a 3-minute pitch.
Wow.
We only have 3 minutes. If we exceed the 3 minutes, there's a gong. We had a dress rehearsal last night, and we actually had, I personally had, I think, three coaching sessions. So AARP had a professional coach that helped me, and then the last coaching session was a gentleman from Venture Miami who was also really, I mean, both the coaches, Jacqueline Baker from AARP and Eric, and I've forgotten his last name, from Venture Miami, they were both excellent. I mean, they gave me some fantastic tips. And,
excellent.
You know, the pitch that I put together with your help was also kind of instrumental in me just getting my story together so that I was ready to apply. So,
well, and you know, so often when we work with entrepreneurs on new innovative products, you know, obviously our first step is, well, you got to get a pitch together. And, you know, a number of them don't really understand, but I, you know, this is really what entrepreneurship and innovative products, this is really the first step. You've got to get that pitch together. Is that kind of a fair assessment of where you have to be?
Yeah. You have to understand what the problem space is that you're trying to address, and then succinctly describe what your solution is and why it has a chance at at being marketable. And right. Otherwise, you don't have a business. So
right.
That's, you know, step number one.
Well, Amy, we just couldn't be any more proud to in just a very minute, small way to have helped you get down here tonight to Miami to participate in what you described as a very big show. And you are one of six finalists, I believe, tonight?
That is correct, yeah.
So we got a 1 in 6 chance of 20 grand, Amy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? We're all winners. So
being here
has been absolutely fantastic. I'm sure I'm going to be nervous, but it's an opportunity to tell people what we've been working on. It's a fantastic opportunity. And if we get into the Innovation Lab, then I will be, ecstatic. So.
Well,
thanks for your help.
Listen, you've done great work, and we're proud to be associated with Chattables, and we're proud to be associated with your organization. And listen, this gave us a great excuse to come to Miami tonight.
Good,
so,
I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, so we appreciate what you're doing. It is Amy Stapleton with Chattables, a standout entrepreneur. And we are at the Philip and Patricia Frost Museum of Science in downtown Miami this evening. It is the AARP and Venture Miami Connect and Thrive pitch event. Amy, good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right.
And with that, we're going to be back with more from Small Biz Florida.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.